You guys asked, and we delivered, you guys. We have an interview that you are going to like. And we also are talking the second part of the reunion, Vanderpump Rules. Lots of stuff went down. Lala was Lala, which is always amazing. And we get a little Tom and Katie love story, which is so much fun as well. Okay, let's get it started. Let's get going.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
So good.
Get it going.
It's a good song. It's called Finest Hour by Cash Cash, if you don't know it. And I think it's very fitting because tonight's episode, we didn't see everyone's finest hour on the show. Calling it how I see it, you know? Okay, so before we get into it, let's do a quick introduction. I am Teague Julie Pinko, and to my left, to your right, is the wonderful, sassy, always fun and exciting, Zach Peter.
Hi, guys.
Yay! We're so happy to have him here. Keep it 100. And on the other side, the brunette side of the panel, we have the always amazing, funny, adorable Sarah Serio.
Hey, y'all.
The looks, though.
Hey, y'all, those looks, though. Her hair looks great. Your guys' hair looks like very in sync today. And to her right is the amazing, also bomb hair, wonderful smile, always great makeup. We have Stacey Olivas.
Hi, guys.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
We're so pumped.
Quick hype sesh before we get into it. Okay, you guys, I know you're all dying to know who we interviewed. And I told the live chat already. I gave a few spoilers to the live chat. But you guys, we have an interview with Rob Valletta. He Skyped on in. But before we get to the interview, we're going to do quick overall thoughts. And then we will get right into Rob's, what he had to say. Okay, Stacey, what was your thought of the overall episode?
I feel like this episode took a slump. I feel like we didn't get anything new. I was telling Sarah earlier, like, we didn't get anything new. Everything we already saw the last couple episodes, like the Katie relationship, the Billy stuff. Like, come on, give us some more juicy stuff, some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, I feel like they dove in maybe just a little more into those stories, which was kind of nice to see. I really did enjoy, though, Lala and James's banter, and I hope we get more of that.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, what I want Lala to spill the tea a little more.
Yeah.
Like, we see, like, James keeps going at her, and he's, like, thrown a lot of daggers at her, and she's still, even to this day, still very reluctant with what she spills about him. We saw her, you know, dabble a little bit of that, but I appreciated Lala this episode.
Yeah, really, I mean, Lala, really, seriously, think about that panel without Lala. I mean, really, she, like, is a conversation starter, so I do appreciate her for that.
Yes.
She always keeps it, you know, 100, and even if she says things that people are like, what?
Those awkward moments.
but then you're like, you love her because it's authentic and it's genuine. So it was a cool episode, I thought, overall. But yeah, definitely wasn't as dramatic. I kind of wish Bravo would have just done a 2-week because this, I could have.
And jammed
We
it
could
all
have
in,
condensed
yeah.
a little yeah. bit of this silly stuff. But hey, you know, whatever. I get it. And I'm here for the Vanderpump, so I'm all for it. Okay, so now let's get into the Rob interview. So he is actually away filming, you guys. And so he was only able to Skype in, and we had some issues with the audio. So I'm not sure. We won't have video of him, but we'll have audio. But then there might be some, like, feedback. But hopefully the good stuff, the content is there, and you guys can all enjoy that. So here we go. Let's play the Rob interview. Woo. Here we go. Hold on your seats. All right, you guys, we have Rob here with us tonight. We cannot wait to talk to you. Okay, last week was the first week of the reunion for Vanderpump Rules. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did not, but I was definitely sent quite a few clips. That was entertaining.
Okay, so what was your thought?
You know, people are going to say whatever they're going to say as long as you can go to sleep and you know yourself, then it doesn't really bother you. So if anything, I just really felt bad for Sheena because they kind of jumped on her pretty good. But yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I was expecting from a Vanderpump Rules reunion.
They are always full of drama. Did you reach out to Sheena
about it?
Nope, I did not. I actually reached out to her on her birthday, okay, and wished her happy birthday. But you know, it's the show. You know, I think you sort of now I definitely know what it is, and you just accept it for what it is, and you move on.
Right. So there was debate, I think, when you were about to sign on for the show. Why did you end up doing the show?
Long story short, I really only did it because Sheena really sort of, I was her whole life at mm-hmm. that point, you know? I was her relationship. I was what was going on in her world. And after a lot of discussions with the production company, and it really just came down to, you should really do the show if you love Sheena, and that's really the only reason why you should be doing the show.
So you do love Sheena. You did love Sheena.
What was that?
You love Sheena. You're in love with Sheena. But you might not have been saying it.
100%. I mean, I've known Sheena for so long, and what you see is what they want you to see.
Right.
So there are tons of moments you don't see. There's tons of times I've told Sheena I love you. There's tons of times mm-hmm. that I've told Sheena all those things, and it's just you see what they want you to see. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I do think that was one of the problems this year. You know, that's any reality show, though, I guess, you know, you're signing up for. But do you think that they depicted your relationship differently than it was actually playing out?
No, I mean, I think they played it the way that, you know, what I gave them, I mm-hmm. really didn't give them much. I was very reserved. I was very quiet. You know, was very hesitant. And the only reason I was hesitant, because the first week of filming, the girls decided that they wanted to start a rumor about me going into Toca Madera and apparently kissing someone. And so that just brought me right back to the situation of this is why I don't want to do the show.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you started to pull back?
What was that?
Was that why you started to pull back? Sheena said that's kind of what started. That was kind of
the beginning of the end of our relationship, to be completely honest. And when I say the end of our relationship, it wasn't so much the end of Sheena and I's relationship. It was really more the end of, you know, me really wanting to engage into that world. I work really hard, and I also work really hard at having really good people in my life. And to be honest, that group together, it's not healthy. It's not a healthy friendship. It's not a healthy life to actually surround yourself with that much. Oh man, it's a lot.
Right. Do you think being on the show helped you or hurt you? Or neutral?
I would say both.
Okay.
To be very honest. I think, you know, it helped me. It helped me in the sense that I really genuinely know what I want in life mm-hmm. and what I mm-hmm. don't want. If people say it helped me by getting known, I don't think anybody really wants to be known for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I personally don't want to be known for that. I want people to be known for my work. I want people to be known for, you know, as an artist, as a host, as someone who gives back and helps people. Or I don't want to be known as being tied completely to a world of you know, talking down to people, making other people feel bad, like world of drama. Like, it's not, you know, but so it did help me knowing what I want, and it actually kind of sort of hurt with just sort of just seeing a different side of people when you're not around, like how people will say one thing right in front of you and then behind your back they'll say something different, you know?
Right. It seems like a shame because some of the people, even Jax last week, sounded like he wasn't friends with you, but then I see you guys are like buddy on Instagram. It seems weird. Do you feel a little bit betrayed by the cast members?
No, honestly, I take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. every time someone talks bad or talks this, it really just shows me kind of, you know, perfect example. I think James was talking about me last week about something, about how I was saying something. And I really looked at myself that day and I was like, you know, if I let a 24-year-old kid who talks about himself in the third person affect me, I have much bigger things in my life that I need to be fixing than if I'm letting that affect me. You can't let it affect you. It's this is their world, and I've just chosen not to be in it. That's really it.
Yeah. So what is it now? Do you feel still in the world, or how are you doing now? Are you doing other jobs? What's your status?
I've had a production company for the last 2 years. I have 5 shows on CBS. I have 100 employees. You know, I'm doing just fine without the show. It is like I said, I was hesitant to do it, and I am fine not doing it. I really just, when you're in a relationship, you do things for the other person because you do things. And, you know, looking back, I wouldn't change a thing because I learned a lot. And you know, if anything, I probably wish I was more open on the show and I was more affectionate and more that and not so reserved, because then maybe people would stop giving Sheena such a hard time.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys friends? What's the deal? You guys, I thought you guys were talking and then maybe not because it was too hard.
Yeah, we tried the talk after we broke up, and you know, it was working, and then it just got to the point where it's too hard. Like, she went to Vegas and she was doing her thing. I started getting picked up and I was gone, you know, months at a time, and it just became really hard. And I know, like, the moment if we sat down and connected with each other again, we would have an amazing connection and be right back to where we were. But I'm also very hesitant of that because I know the show's getting picked back up and they're going to start filming again. So, you know, it's a challenging situation for sure.
So would you not be with Sheena to avoid being on the show? Or do you think would you not be with Sheena to avoid being on the show?
Would I tell Sheena to avoid being on the show?
Oh, sorry, no. Would you avoid being with Sheena to avoid being on the show? Would you not be with Sheena just to not be on the show?
To go back to what I said earlier, I work so hard to have good people in my life and surround myself with good people. You know, if you really think of all your personal friends, the friends that you have at home, you choose them to be in your life because they make your life better.
Right, right.
That group doesn't make really anybody's lives better.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're so, it's such a bad group when they're together. Independently, they're great. Independently, when you get them alone and you're hanging out with them, I love each one of them independently so much. But when you get them together, it's just, it's such a bad space and it's not healthy. It's really not. But, you know, hey, when you make that much money, I guess I would be doing the show, too, for 7 seasons if you're making that much and you're doing that well.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see you in any of next season?
What was that?
Do you think we'll see you in any of next season? Oh, sorry, I'm getting feedback.
Definitely not. I know I'll probably get talked about in the next season.
We do love talking about Rob. That's a fun topic.
It's entertaining. I mean, I look back and I just, it's entertaining. I'll say, hey, I don't even really know where it's going to go, but I really hope that they make Sheena look a little better. They gave her a really harsh edit this year, so.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see all of that be resolved. But if anything, she really helped you out because she made you seem like Superman, which you might be, but. She really hyped you up.
I mean, I am a guy's guy. Like, I don't, like, I you know. But, like I said, that was a really entertaining edit. From a viewer's perspective, it's really entertaining.
What do you think we didn't see? What was the biggest thing we didn't see of Sheena?
Was Sheena and I?
Mm-hmm.
Just how much we really actually do like each other, and how we do have such a great time, and that we're two peas in a pod. Like, she's kind of the girl, like, that I can, you know that whole saying of, like, just a girl that you can go anywhere with and do anything, and, like, that's, like, the person that, like, that's her. She was that person to me, and so, every relationship you have is different, and it's definitely sad to see sort of where it went, but it's life, right? Life moves on.
Right, exactly. Well, it's good to hear that side of things, because that's definitely, wasn't featured on the show as much as we would have probably liked to see that. But thank you so much for joining us. We know you're so busy. What are you doing right now? You're filming something?
So I have a show called This Is LA that we're filming. It's we're filming in Paso Robles, and so I'm out here shooting some restaurants, but I'll be back in LA on Wednesday.
Nice, awesome. Well, stop by AfterBuzz anytime. You want to come in and chat about anything going on?
Definitely. We'll see if I can hang a TV up there in 7 minutes.
Yes, yes, we need that. We have so many TVs here.
So many TVs, right?
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Where can fans find you if they aren't already following you?
Where can blank blank and find blank?
LOL. Okay, let's try it again. Where can fans find you if they're not already following you? Is your Insta, Twitter? What's that?
At Rob's Valletta.
Amazing. Okay, awesome. Okay, thank you so much for making some time to talk to us, Rob, and let us know if you ever want to chat. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day and enjoy the reunion. I know there's a I wish everybody luck.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Rob. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Have a good night. Bye.
And we are back. All right, everybody. What did you think of the Rob interview? Let us know in the live chat. Let us know in the comments. We thought it was interesting. What did you guys think of the interview overall? I thought he opened up a little bit. I was impressed.
I feel like he ran around the questions over and over. He didn't actually answer them. And it's just stuff that we've heard in like past interviews. Like, he did not clearly answer some of those questions. And he asked good questions, too.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I do feel bad that the audio was so weird, but I do think that what I did appreciate was the fact that he did elaborate that he did love Sheena and he did have feelings for her, and we just didn't see that on the season, so she did look absolutely crazy. So I do appreciate that he elaborated and said, hey, look, there was some stuff that was cut out, which we assumed, but, you know, the way it played out, it looked like, you know, she was more into it than he was. So I did appreciate him talking about that. I thought it was also interesting him talking about James. He clearly has some beef with James. And what did you think, Zach?
I think this completely... So last week we talked about the interview that he did with Heather McDonald, mm-hmm. where he said that the reason he was so standoffish with Sheena this season is because he went into it filming reluctantly. So he intentionally was already... And we even heard Sheena say it at the reunion mm-hmm. last week that he... just wasn't into it. He wasn't invested from the beginning. She says it was the rumor. He says it was because he never wanted to tape the show. But regardless, they're both on the same page that he wasn't invested in the relationship from the very beginning of taping. So for him to now say that he actually cared about Sheena and that they just edited it, you know, differently or edited things out, like, that's not plausible. And I also don't know if I necessarily believe him when he says that he didn't want to be a part of the show. Because look at Patrick. Patrick was on the show and he has not sent a single tweet. He has not done a single interview. Like, he's like, I did it for my girlfriend and now I want no part of that. And Patrick has literally not spoken a word about the show at all. Look at Shay, Sheena's ex-husband. Totally out of the picture. He can't be bothered by any of this. Look at Randall. He didn't want to be on the show, has never been on the show, and doesn't comment on the show currently. So for Rob to do interviews and say, I'm not invested in this show, I don't know if I believe it.
Yeah, and to bounce off
rant over.
And to bounce off what you said, Zach, in the end, towards the end of the interview, he said, well, who wouldn't do the show? You're making that much money about the other cast members. Yeah. So this has to benefit him. I mean, news is news. I mean, your name's in the media. I think it's beneficial to him.
But also, I mean, there's also, you know, the question of, did this help you or hurt you? And I think he definitely feels both sides of that. Anytime you do reality TV, you get a little bit of negative.
Double-edged sword,
You know, it's a double-edged sword. So, yeah, it's great people are talking about him, mm-hmm. but I think some people, you know, have a different perception of him. You know, honestly, he looks pretty good, though. Like, he looks... like Superman, you know, like I was saying. And Sheena looks a little bit like the one that
Cuckoo
was
Magoo.
Cuckoo Magoo and in the dark there. So I don't think it hurt him, but I think that he didn't expect some of the negativity that he's gotten. So
I think it helped him.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a hypocrite. I do. I think he said some things that I just didn't match up with other things that he was how you saw him act. So I just don't know who he is. I want to know who he is. Him and Sheena are perfect because, like, they play the victim and, like, they feed into, like, each other for him saying, like, he felt bad for Sheena.
Yes.
I just don't know if he does, but he wants it to make it look like she's, like, the one that you need to feel for.
Yeah.
And but you don't really need to feel for her.
I don't want to. And at the same time, I feel like we're really weighing into him, and we are grateful that he called and he got a chance to speak with him. But
Yeah, we are.
But I want to clarify that, like, a lot of the comments that he made in his interview with Teague were contradictory to things that he made in previous interviews. And, I mean, you have to look at how at what the perception is. You agreed to do this show. You're claiming that the reasons you did it, you know, are because you just loved your girlfriend. But, like, there are so many other examples of other boyfriends that either didn't participate or didn't want the camera time after they participated that it's like, the story doesn't add up. But thank you for sharing your side of it.
And it was really...
Appreciate it. But, like, it just, I'm not buying it.
And it was really interesting in the beginning. He said, in the beginning of the interview, he said, oh, I did it. Production made me do it. Like, if you really love your girlfriend, you'll do this.
Yeah.
So that was also interesting. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw a different side of Rob. So I appreciated it, and I'm glad he called in.
Which side? His left side or his right side?
I do appreciate it, too. But hearing that he, like, it didn't affect him, like, financially because he's doing so well.
Exposure.
That was a little just interesting to hear, for me at least.
Why? Well, how so?
I don't know. I felt like maybe he was not like struggling, obviously, but I didn't know that that was his success, like with those TV shows on CBS. Like, I didn't know that it was to that level. I thought he was just doing like what he said, that hosting gig that he has for LA, like all the spots in California or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know enough. I haven't done enough research about those shows, but I do know that I think he might be producing those shows. I'm literally making things up right now, so I don't know.
I didn't know it was that high.
But let's be real for a second, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, and I'll own that, but like, we're all in entertainment. If we had an opportunity to gain more exposure, I would jump at an opportunity to gain more exposure.
Well, but also you would be so hesitant because it's your career and you don't want to like be seen on a trash TV show.
But he's
this isn't trash, but I'm just saying
he's an entertainment host. You know, this is his target. This is part of what he would be considered his target audience. This is a young millennial audience that's watching Bravo that align. And you look at his girlfriend, like she's not doing so bad based off of this show, like. It is exposure. There is something in it for you other than I just care about my girlfriend.
Last thing, I do feel like if he really wanted to be portrayed a certain way and he knew the cameras were always on him, then just like act how you want to act the whole time. So don't have them catch these moments of when Jax asks you like, oh, so you're not in love with her. Like there's still those moments where he could have lied or whatever to act it out.
Somebody that's worked in production and in TV knows what they're doing when there's a camera on.
But also... Mm-hmm.
But also that brings conflict and that brings...
Exactly. This could have all been set up to like
create all this drama. That brings a narrative to the story, which I think is important. I think we beat Rob to the ground. Yeah. So we're moving on, okay? But thank you so much.
<On the ground.
laughs> Thank you so much for coming in. Okay. So let's get into everybody in the group chat is waiting to talk about James's roommate.
Oh,
what is going on there?
Hmm.
Also, since they're making all of this money from Sir and being on the show, according to so many sources we've seen online, why is he living with a roommate?
I have no idea.
Like that?
And I was saying this to Zach. I was like, they just don't seem like. I don't want to make a judgment, but they just don't seem like those people that are like, you know what? I'm going to put this money into my savings for like the day that I want to buy a house.
Yeah.
They just don't seem like those type of people. So
are you talking about just James specifically?
Lala and so maybe some other people.
Now we're talking about James.
I don't think James is doing that. No.
Okay. No, I think we need to call a spade, and that's a sugar daddy.
Yes. Totally. Like, call right
bloke
away.
Is getting blowies. That is not a just, friend situation. Like, nobody comes to LA and just, gets a free bed in somebody's apartment, like, for free.
Exactly.
Like, let's be real.
I think it's a old Jack situation. You know how Jack's made it in LA when he had a little daddy?
Yeah.
I think it's a similar situation. And maybe this guy's in the music industry. Who knows?
As soon as he walked
out. It's not even a nice apartment.
I got the sugar daddy vibes right away. And like how he just asked him like, and I'd love for you to join me.
For dinner.
And he's like, no. But it's like, why can't he have his own apartment?
But he's texting him and he's like, I'll be there. cameras on this, but I'll be in there.
Or why doesn't he have, like, 7. Another friend that he lives with, or even Raquel? Sorry to bring her up, but...
No, I love Raquel.
Raquel's just bringing up Peru left and right.
Yeah, no, I thought it was interesting, but I couldn't tell what was going on there.
You know, there's the whole thing with, like, where there's smoke, there's fire. When there are enough guys around James that seem a little suspicious... Like, you know.
Billy in the group chat said James's roommate was a lot more creepy than Ariana's brother.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I owe you one after all. That is what he said. So weird.
Why would you even creepy. Let that be filmed, though, if you were James?
I think you well, saw you it see, in... Yeah, you could see it in his face.
How awkward it was, but he was like, you he could wanted see James to shut was like, that
oh,
scene
please,
down.
Please, 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 please. No, no, no.
That's
talk
why
to you
he
later.
Said, no, I don't want to go to dinner with you.
Yeah.
But, like, I think he probably went to dinner later. He's like, regular table, 7, Craig, see you there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's they definitely have a vibe, and you can see James's awkwardness around him.
I can see that, like, in a second.
And if you're living with this person, you're not going to have that vibe unless... You know, you
unless it's
there's
an awkward
audience
situation,
that, yeah.
But also, I just don't understand it. I mean, James has to be doing like somewhat well,
yeah.
For himself, so I don't understand
shocked.
DJing and stuff. He's probably getting good money
like,
doing
he's
that
one
from
the few,
show.
Yeah, he's one of the few that actually has a job outside of the show,
right?
I know,
so a little greedy.
It is because you're wondering, like, where is that going? That's why I said what I said. It's just confusing,
yeah.
But
is.
Maybe, I don't know. No, no. Okay, next topic. Stassi was throwing the party about, you know, going against Jax.
Oh, yeah.
And they talked about it for a second. What do you guys think of this commentary?
I love Stassi. I think she's just real. I think she really legit wanted to have Britney's back, and her and Kristen didn't want her to leave and go back to Kentucky. They appreciate her as a friend, so they did things to...
And you saw Jax, like, take it this week, almost.
Yeah.
He didn't really fight it. He was like, I do appreciate you guys being supportive of her and keeping her here. So that was kind of nice.
It felt very genuine from all the... They just didn't want Britney to leave. Which, I mean, from what I got, she seems like a great girlfriend to have around. So I wouldn't have wanted her to leave either. It was sweet.
No, yeah. I think Stassi... I love Stassi. But I do think that there was probably, like, a little bit of... It was and also, like... F you, Jax, as much as it was a support you, Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I think they wanted to give him some crap for it.
Yeah, well, I think he deserved it. And you know what? It came up again. Jax sleeping with Faith more than once, and the whole Jax thing. He's still manipulating everyone. I can't handle his dialogue is, like, actually, like, out of a book. This is what I would say if I were tricking someone.
So what did he say?
Just everything he says, all the excuses he gives, everything. Like, the whole episode, I was like, gosh, why is he keeps doing this?
Yeah.
And he keeps getting away with it, and people are, like, fine with it. You know, he always plays the victim, and he's like, you know what, I am the worst. I am the worst. And it's hard to talk to someone and be like, you know what, you are the worst. Instead, you're natural
you
person because you have empathy.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
And
that's how
you were having a bad day.
That's how we react because we don't want someone to feel badly, but we don't realize he has no empathy, so, like, we're just, like, working with, like, a monster creature. You know, I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Love it.
And no one gets it.
Love it.
Do you know who would get it,
Who?
Wow, you guys. Jax, obviously the Reiki Kelsey girl is not working, and he needs to have, you know, a big sister to listen to, and she can help us all out in every aspect of our life. Well, if you guys want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, a podcast edition, is hosted by our own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. So when you're driving home from work on Fridays, this. Conversations with Maria Menounos feature celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. You don't even need money to do this, guys. Like a free therapist. Amazing. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us that sent you the host of
Vanderpump Rules. We love Maria, and we know you guys will love her too. We listened to the podcast, and I'm like, Sarah, did you listen? Kristen Doty was on Maria Menounos' podcast this week.
So good.
She has
lots
everyone.
Of tea, lots of
big
tea,
time people.
Lots of juice. So good.
Yeah. So be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, Oh, like I said, Maria, she said, we sent you Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Check it out.
And you know what? There's one more order of business we have to talk about, and it's just a quick iTunes plug, but we got to talk about it. So here we go.
Because we're on iTunes too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't know.
And you should listen to us and review us and like tell people that you actually love us on this
and podcast. 5 stars would be great.
5.
Because sometimes people don't do that, and it makes us look bad.
I know.
We don't like when you
do that. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no.
We seriously. Love you guys, and we want everybody else to know how much you love this show because we love this show.
And so we love and you listen, guys. So subscribe. Anyways, lots of love. Now it's back to the drama.
Dun, dun, dun.
Back to the drama. Tom, does he have a drinking problem? Stacey, what do you think?
Yes. When you're getting blacked out, you're still not knowing if you kissed a girl and you got your wife in the same vicinity. I think he does have a drinking problem. I think he doesn't know his limit.
Yes.
And he's very easily influenced, I feel like, by all the other his friends.
I found it a little interesting when he said he completely doesn't remember when he kissed the girl and he was blacked out. But when he was reviewing over how much he drank when they were in Mexico, he remembered that stuff and he said he was at that level. So it was just a little confusing. He remembered like the kissing with Katie. Mm. So I feel like he kind of could have remembered the kissing when he blacked out if he was at the same state.
Right.
Just a thought.
Good Zach, point. What do you think?
Thanks.
You know, you would think that like maybe it happens on one season, maybe it happens on another season, but like after a while you have a self-awareness and you're like, I need to grow up, like, you know, I need to kind of get it together for my wife. I don't know. She says that he's gotten better. I'm hoping that he's gotten better. I do think he probably does have a bit of a drinking problem, but hopefully now that it's been brought to his attention, he can change that.
Okay, there's a
called
few
being an adult.
Right, there's a few problems here. Yes. One problem with the Tom's drinking problem is that Rihanna retweeted or Instagrammed that whole event, and it makes it look so funny and fun for Tom. You know, it's like, I mean, not only Rihanna, but it's just like, they kind of, the show and the producers make it look like, oh, silly Tom, look what he did again. I think that sometimes that's a problem because when you do have people viewing all over the country, all over the world, you know, sometimes they take things differently or they learn lessons differently or they can't handle their alcohol like that, or they don't have a team that's there to watch over them or friends that are around like they have on the show. So I think that I think he has a bit of a problem. I think it's blurred over by the fact that it's funny and Tom is hilarious and can get away with anything. However, I think there is a problem there. So,
and he's married.
I do agree with you, Teague. Yeah, absolutely.
But more than just like Bravo editing it to look funny, like it's funny to his friends. Like none of them are holding him accountable. Again, the girls on the show are held to such a different standard. Stassi acts out 1 week, she's, you know, a total bitch. Katie acts out 1 week, she's tequila Katie and has a drinking problem. You know, Lala calls the girl out, then she's obviously, you know, like every week we call out the girls about these different things, but it's like when it comes to the guys, like they always get a free pass. And when all of your friends are making light of your drinking problem and you're making out with other girls and blacking out and ending up somewhere else and it's funny, like, you know, you're not gonna have that self-reflection because it's okay to your peers.
I think Lisa's the only one that holds him accountable because she's also scared about this new business and if Tom's gonna black out there. Exactly. He's gonna be owning a bar. I mean,
I love that she also held Lala accountable tonight.
Yes,
because Lala kept trying to compare herself to Lisa.
Oh, that was good.
That feels like a grand plan to get on Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Zach was the one who said that, right? Zach, did you say that?
I mean, she...
I think she wants to be on Real Housewives.
Yeah, she wants to be held to their level.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which I could also see Bravo doing. I could see that happening.
I can see her maybe.
I can. Yeah. I feel like she might need to do a little bit more.
She could be a Brandy Glanville. In her
life. So did we think... We all love Billie Lee because she came on here and was amazing and wonderful, had an amazing personality. And we just loved her energy. But tonight, do you think she was necessary on the reunion? We've already talked about these topics. I wasn't sure if it was anything new that we had to hear about.
I feel like she needed to be featured on the reunion because she was obviously on the season and made such an impact. But it didn't add anything to the reunion for me. And it seemed a little scripted.
I just felt like if there was an update, give us an update. How did it go with Jeremy? How did, you know, how, if you guys ended things, how did it go? I feel like I wanted a little bit more. We do obviously also know that there is some actual serious allegations and there's against some Jeremy. Legal stuff about Jeremy that, like, obviously they probably don't want to talk about on the mm-hmm. show. What were they? It was like just aggressive domestic things.
Violence, yeah.
But so I get that maybe that was like why they didn't dive more into it. Yeah. However, I feel like I wanted to see something more or what she's been up to or because I feel like what she talked about we've heard. So, but I do love her, so it was good to see her. But
I mean, here's the thing: like her storyline fell off during the season, and we stopped seeing her.
Yeah.
So that should have been an indicator, like. Bring Adam on the reunion. That would have given us more drama. Bring Faith on the reunion. That would have given us some drama.
Faith would have
been
good.
Rob. Like, bring somebody that's actually going to bring something. Whereas I think I have to agree with some of the fans on this, that it did kind of feel like we gave Billy so much time. I think she has a great story, and I think she has a great message. Is Vanderpump Rules necessarily the place for that? I don't know. I think they address it every season, especially since they cover Pride, and we see how much of an activist Lisa Vanderpump is. But when you push it too much, it does feel a little forced, as in you're trying to, you know, be socially relevant. And I love this show, and I love Bravo, and I think, again, Billy has a great message. But, like, we didn't need her on the reunion. I mean, that's just me, but I don't think we needed her unless, like you said, she was going to give us a real update. Like, tell me you and Jeremy are dating. Tell me you and Jeremy didn't date.
Because when she was in here after taping, they had she insinuated that her and Jeremy were still dating. So they must have dated for a minute.
I think everyone's scared to talk because maybe there's, like legal things that are going to go on. Well, no, think about it.
Every time one of the cast members says something, they're crucified in the media. They're crucified by the other cast members. I mean, we're seeing it right now with Kristen and Stassi. Now there are lawsuits being threatened. Like, you know, I think everybody's now starting to want to eat their words and be cautious of what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Which is not fun. Season one, bring it back.
Okay, the feminism conversation. Jax says me too. Oh, LOL. What?
So
okay, so what did you guys think of this? And I see what Lala's saying. I think that I love Lala's version of feminism, which is kind of just like, do your thing, girl. Whatever makes you happy, makes you happy. I don't know if I would like define it as feminism. I would say girl power. And she corrected herself too. So I think it was an interesting conversation, but...
She just supports other women, which I think needs to happen more. And so I'm appreciative that she does do that. Mm-hmm. And I like when Lala says what she says. Like you said, it wouldn't be a reunion without her or probably a show without her. Mm-hmm. So I think all of the girls are appreciating one another. Just maybe not Sheena, I feel like. And I even feel like Ariana's coming around. So that's kind of interesting to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
With all of the girls, because they used to have such beef with each other. So,
yeah,
When it comes to Lala and the whole thing with her being girl power and feminist, I mean, and hey, kill me in the comments because I'm a dude, but I'm gonna say it. Like, it's very girl power, but I don't know if necessarily her lifestyle reflects that. And I think Lisa called her on that. Like, but yet you're over here letting a man pay your bills, and you're over here, you know, saying you're gonna, you know, blow him so that he can give you a car or whatever. Like, why? That's not necessarily the message you should be putting out there if you're trying to uplift other girls and be an example for them. Like, I think she very much can be a very strong, independent woman, should she choose to be. She just doesn't always reflect that, especially when it comes to her relationship.
I think there's a difference for her between relationship feminism and friend feminism. Absolutely. Like, when she's dealing with her friends, she's, like, very supportive, very...
Girl squad,
Girl squad, lifted up. Guy, but also, like, that's just how people are in relationships. Maybe she likes a guy that takes care of her or whatever, you know, so.
But she's also calling out his ex-wife over text and then blasting that on the internet.
I think she's taking, like, the Amber Rose approach, like, using more her looks and stuff to get things. I mean, power to you, whatever you got to use.
Does Amber Rose do that?
I mean, she kind of did get big because she was dating Kanye, so, I mean, I don't know. I feel like...
And it all comes back to Kanye.
It all comes back to Kanye.
No, I do. I feel like she's dating a guy with money, and, you know, she's making it now. So.
All right. So Jax and Kelsey. The Reiki girl. Mm-hmm. That's a discussion that is going on in the live chat. That everybody was dragging Kelsey, the Reiki girl. Everybody was talking about it.
Wait, Teague, I didn't tell you this yet. Yeah. I think I may have, like, probably met Kelsey, the Reiki girl, like, probably on several occasions.
Yeah. Wait, what?
So I realized we're in the same sort of group of friends. And,
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So what... So what happened was somebody,
one of, I love our Vanderpump Rules fan, show fans, because they always DM me all the tea.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of them's like, go and check out her story where she talked about, you know, just how she's gotten a lot of backlash on the show because people think that she's a little too intense with Jax. And so I was stalking her feed and then I saw her promoting one of my friend's books and I kind of did a little investigating and I realized we have a lot of friends in common.
Oh my gosh.
So I've probably met her a few times at some events, and there's probably a selfie of us together.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. Well,
now
so...
Now I have to go take selfie. I probably have done Reiki with her before.
Probably.
Oh, wow. Well, if you have dissed her...
It was on an ayahuasca trip.
Yeah, you have dissed her Reiki.
I know.
So, ironic.
I still stand by everything I've said. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like real Reiki on the show. And it could have just been the terminology that was used around what she was doing. But it's hey, I stand by everything I say.
Yeah. I just feel like Brittany, she has to be reminded of this again, you know, and it comes back. But I love how each member of the cast was like, dude, like, what, why? And then poor, like, Tom, what the heck was he trying to do to defend Jax?
He needs to chill.
You know what I'm talking about?
He just tries to defend everybody, like, when he feels everybody's ganging up on them. But, like, they're ganging up on them because, like, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. They hugged for way too long.
Yeah.
He said, I love you for what reason? And that was not her intention. Whatever that relationship she was filling in his life, that was... There was a lot going on. And you could feel the energy.
Yeah, and she was way too handsy. Kelsey, I may know you, I may have met you, but I still think, girl, we need to keep our hands to ourselves a little more.
Keep our hands to ourselves. Okay, so before we get into predictions, we're going to do a few quick fan shout-outs because we appreciate you guys so much, and you're so amazing. We're going to shout you guys out that are in the live chat right now, but we will also shout out... comment people as well. You guys are amazing. Yeah. Okay, so we've got Lily, Clarence. Woo! Hey, Clarence.
Lily, Clarence.
Erica Rue. Lindsay.
Lindsay.
We have got Billy is here.
Billy.
Jesse. We've got Tabitha. We've got
Tabitha.
Cherry Hall. Hey, girl.
Ooh. Cherry Hall.
And there's so many of you guys. It's so overwhelming, and you guys are amazing. And this group chat is absolutely
thank
lit.
You. We love it. We love it.
You guys
so
are
fun.
So great. We love having you guys in the conversation. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I can't believe next week's our last week.
I know.
So sad. Well, let's do some predictions. Stacey, what do you think we're going to see next week?
I can't. Well, the Kristen and James little drama with him cheating or him supposedly cheating. I want them to dig deeper in that. I feel like there's a lot more drama that's going to come up this next reunion special. It's going to be crazy. I want to see that, though.
I'm excited for James and Lala. I'm excited for the walkout from Lala, the walkout from Kristen.
Yeah.
Wonder who else is going to walk out.
I love it.
And I wish, like, maybe, I'm hoping that they're just not teasing something that's going to be super juicy, but... Like, but I'm hoping that, like, Faith walks in.
I know.
We know she's not going to.
I know.
But
or
I
just
wish.
Like, or what was his name? Noah.
Noah. Logan.
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 Noah.
Logan.
Sorry, I forgot.
Logan. No, I think his last name is Noah.
What happened to Logan?
I'm going
to
DM him,
well,
you guys.
Then that's what I hope. But
yeah,
we'll
need Logan to spill the tea.
Yeah. I want to talk to him. He seems great. Okay, Zach, what do you think?
I think Tom Sandoval needs to take a chill pill. We see him come for Stassi again. And, like, calm down, dude. Like, you obviously have a bone to pick with her, and it's obvious that it's personal. So, like, chill, yo.
Chill, yo. You know who I don't want to see chill? James and Kristen. Want to dig into that. And I also want to see the Brittany reaction to Jax dumping her and thinking that was a good idea.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that looked good.
I want to know how they got back together. Like, I just want somebody to talk me through that
what
timeline.
What do you mean? I bet you it's literally, he called her and was like, hey, want to hang out? And she's like, yeah, we're right there. Like, she doesn't give in trouble.
I'm outside the door, actually.
She's so nice.
But she's too nice. But also, it was very cute that she opened up and said, you know what, I'd rather be happy and not think about, you know.
I do love her mindset. I think more people should think that way.
I think she would be happier without him, though.
Yes. Exactly.
Right. Well, you
know.
Yeah, but thank you guys so much for joining us. If you guys want to follow us during the week, we will tell you where to find us. So I am T. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm at a rodeo all of a sudden. I am Teague Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP. TIEGEDP. See you there.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach. And if you've been tuning into my podcast, #NoFilter, I have a very special guest coming on from Vanderpump Rules, so stay tuned.
Yay! Yeah, you must check that out. Thank you guys again so much. I am Sarah Cereo, and please follow me at SCereo. I'm lots of fun.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas, and we love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching.
Have a great week.
Yay, thank you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.